Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Craig Griebeck. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The DH, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chris Gwynn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Hyatt. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jose Lind. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Chris Haney. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Raines hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Craig Griebeck is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Griebeck strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Burks strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Thomas. The throw from McFarlane and he is out, Gagne applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burks. McRae reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to third. 2 outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarlane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McFarland takes first base on ball 4. Chris Gwynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McFarland moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. McFarland moves to third. 2 outs. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carcoviche bunts towards third. Hyatt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Carcoviche moves to second. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and has Carcoviche trapped. There's the throw to Hyatt and over to Lind, who tags Carcoviche for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Grebeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raines moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 0 for 1 in the game. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jose for the out. Lind moves to second. 1 out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McFarland for a passed ball. Burks moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Haney covering, for the out. Burks moves to third. 1 out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Joyner is 0-for-1 in the game. Joyner hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McFarlane is hit by the pitch. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-0 in the game. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Carcoviche moves to second. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carcoviche moves to third. Two outs. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hyatt strikes out. Two outs. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jose is 0-for-2 in the game. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jose for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Haney, and towards Gagne, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McCray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McCray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball four. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Joyner is 0 for 2 in the game. Joyner hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. McFarlane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Carcoviche strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 0 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gwynn hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Gwynn reaches second base with a double. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne bunts towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Gwynn moves to third. One out. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hyatt strikes out. Two outs. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lind is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lind hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Gwynn scores. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 0 for 3 in the game. Jose hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Gordon now pitching. Joey Cora pinch hits for Craig Grebeck. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora strikes out. McFarlane drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cora out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Jose. Burks reaches second base with a double. Thomas moves to third. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joey Cora now playing second base. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McRae bunts towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brett is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Joyner is 0-3 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Brett for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua pinch hits for Bo Jackson. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Johnson is 0-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carcoviche is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McFarlane is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Gwynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gwynn is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gwynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gagne is 0-2 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Guillen is 0-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Montgomery fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Raines is 1-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a line drive into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cora is 0-1 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hyatt is 0-3 in the game. Hyatt strikes out. One out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lind is 3-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lind hits a pop-up into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jose is 0-4 in the game. Jose strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thomas is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas strikes out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Burks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Burks strikes out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ventura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a line drive into right field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Joyner is 0-for-4 in the game. Joyner hits a line drive towards center. Johnson catches it and throws to first to double up McRae. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Karkoviche hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff Swartz now pitching. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. McFarlane hits a pop-up into right field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gwynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gwynn moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-3 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Wilson pinch hits for Phil Hyatt. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Wilson now playing third base. Billy Brewer now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 0-for-2 in the game. Cora hits a line drive into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals won. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lind is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lind takes first base on ball 4. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jose is 0-for-5 in the game. Jose bunts towards the mound. Swart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McRae is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes McRae. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. McRae steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Royals won. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Meacham now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Burks is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Burks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burks moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasqua strikes out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-5 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Royals won. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Joyner is 0-for-5 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Swartz covering, for the out. 1 out. Mike McFarland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McFarland is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. McFarland takes first base on ball 4. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. McFarland moves to second. Brent Main pinch runs for Mike McFarland. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Gwynn is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Gwynn is walked intentionally. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-4 in the game. Gagne strikes out. 2 outs. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Royals won. The White Sox will come to bat. Brent Main now catching. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Karkoviche hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Reigns is 1-for-6 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Reigns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jose. Reigns reaches second base with a double. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0-for-3 in the game. Cora hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas is walked intentionally. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 3-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Burks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Hubie Brooks pinch hits for Jose Lind. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jose is 0-for-6 in the game. Jose hits a fly ball into left field. Reigns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. McRae strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.